You'd never guess how easy it is, Mary. You see, you just tune this here dial to 93.3. Did you know that the FR of CFRU is named in honor of Frank Ryan, a pioneer in Canadian broadcasting and charter member of the Board of Governors at the University of Guelph?
Raise your voice April 5th to 19th. Dial and donate. Prizes, fun, radio galore. Raiseyourvoice.cfru.ca for more information.
Emergency, maybe. Yeah, come on, hold on, I'm coming. All your horses can't find it. There's a problem, everybody rushing around nowadays.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's the Mish V Generational Morning Show on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. It's Wednesday, March 28th, 2007, episode number 98. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Vish.
My name is Michelle.
And welcome to the show. We have a gigantic show today. I am recovering from a cold. I am almost done with the cold, but it's been a bit tough. Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Pretty well, thank you.
I kept hearing about how nice it was outside, and it's a little chilly today, I must say. It's a little cool right now.
That's right.
Wasn't it like 30 degrees yesterday or something?
It was like 18 or something.
18, not 30?
Unbelievable.
Sorry, I'm a little out of touch. Anyway, we've got a fantastic show for you today. Isn't that right, Shel?
That's right. We are dedicating our first hour to the Rheostatics.
Rheostatics are playing their final show together this Friday night in Toronto at Massey Hall. We're going to spend the first hour of our program playing nothing but Rheostatics music, so if you're a Rheostatics fan, please stay tuned. If you're not a fan, please stay tuned. Maybe you'll learn something about the band, I don't know. And in the first hour of our program, we'll actually be joined by a Rheostatic, Dave Bedini.
Yeah.
Joining us at around 7:30 to tell us about the final show. And in very exciting news as well, this is very exciting for me, in our second hour, around 8:05, we'll be joined by a very famous director, filmmaker, D.A. Pennebaker. D.A. Pennebaker shot the film Don't Look Back, Bob Dylan film, 1965. Also, Monterey Pop footage of Jimi Hendrix lighting his guitar on fire. This is all D.A. Pennebaker, very esteemed filmmaker, so he'll be joining us at 8:05 to talk about the new Bob Dylan Don't Look Back DVD reissue. And that's the deal. So, stay tuned. We're going to go to some Rheostatics right now. This might be one of their most famous songs, I suppose. It's for a cult band. It's from a record called Melville, and it's a song called Record Body Count. On the Mish Vish Interracial Morning Show on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. Stay tuned.
Joey pulled himself to his feet, pulled his body back up the bank, and looked back down there. He said the water was not that deep, but I almost drowned there. You can drown in a bathtub, so they say. Decided to skip the day. Hey, 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 skip the day. I tried to look casual, sneaking round the back. As a shot put across the track and to the gate beside that portable. But a red tie and school gray slacks doesn't blend in with. The teacher was changing class. He chased me halfway through the park till I ran into the woods and I.
fire by the creek and dry my eyes now. Here's a record body count this year. Put a rope around his neck. He fell asleep before he died. Bad time to be poor.
shoot an animal. Say like your neighbor or a squirrel. Safe to say that any one time, both can be spotted in the locale and struck down with ease. You can rest easy in knowing that the pencil rains will lodge in the target you shot at and maybe even in some stuff you didn't shoot at. Knee. Stupid. Disgusting. You can take this recipe to the bank and put it in a long-term deposit because the results are always guaranteed. One, some goof produces said weapon from a factory. Two, some goof owns a store that peddles death.
Guns by the Rheostatics from Whale Music.
Featuring Neil Peart there. You notice that? Did you notice the Neil Peart?
I think so.
There we go. And before that, we heard from the record The Blue Hysteria. That was also the Rheostatics with Bad Time to Be Poor.
Before that, we heard another track from Whale Music, RDA, Rock Death America.
And we started the whole set off with Record Body Count from Melville, again, by the Rheostatics. You're listening to the Mish Vish Interracial Morning Show on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. It is our tribute to the Rheostatics. Today we're playing the whole first hour of our show is devoted to the music of the band because they're playing their final show this Friday night at Massey Hall.
Right.
And I believe there are some... There are scant tickets left, if
scant
any.
Scant tickets, okay.
If any. I don't know. But I believe that there might be some, maybe in the gallery or something. And so it's a very exciting event, just to explain this to you properly. Well, you know what? There's a couple things here. Dave Bedini from the band will be joining us at approximately 7:30 this morning to tell us more about it.
Wow.
Tell us more about the show, what's going on. My understanding, based on the Rheostatics website, is that and by the way, I'm just recovering from a cold. So if I don't sound like myself, if you've ever listened to the show, it's because I'm a little under the weather. But I'm catching up. I'm catching up and trying to get over the weather. Anyway, Dave's going to come on the show and explain this. But my understanding is that this is the final show with Tim Vesley and Michael Philip Wojewoda, the bassist and the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
Longtime collaborator Michael Philip is leaving the band, and Tim Vesley, one of the founding members, also leaving the band. So it's the final show in the incarnation of the Rheostatics that we have come to know and possibly even love over the past 21 years.
That's probably true.
Now, super fan Mike Whaley from Windsor is, as he is wont to do, is joining us over the internet, streaming the show. And Mike, I believe the last thing he's written here over the MSN Messenger is, "I was wondering about that." So I'm not sure if he's referring to my sore throat or something to do with the Rheostatics. Shell, do you mind lifting that screen up so we can see if Mike is typing? There we go. Mike is writing a message, it says. I'm not sure what he's going on about, but Mike, I believe, yeah. Oh, I see. Mike has written, "You sounding sick." Yes.
Yes.
"Mike, I am a little sick. It's true. I don't feel like myself today, but that is all right. That does not affect anything. I've missed some work. I'm behind in things. Of course, Michelle and I are planning a wedding. All sorts of stuff is going on. It's crazy, but I am persevering. Thank you, Mike. Now, Mike, I'm going to interview you for just one moment. Mike, did you not start a fan club for the Rheostatics that is like, wasn't it like the first fan club for the band? Now, Mike's going to take a few seconds here because he's streaming before he hears the question. But Mike, I believe, did that. There is a cult following for the band.
Email list, he says.
Oh, he started an email list. And what was it called again, Mike? Mike started an email list. I thought it was some kind of, what was this, like a way of connecting the community of fans probably or something, Mike? I don't know. Mike's going to tell us in a sec. But what I was going to say is there's a cult following for the band. And, you know, it's...
Mike has a big part of that.
Mike is a big part of that. And so it's nice that Mike's joining us to listen to the show. Right, so anyway, Mike's going to... Mike, whale mail, that's right. Whale mail, and then moved on to fish mailing when someone took it over. I see. Okay, so Mike's been involved with the Rios for a long time. Big fan, which is good. And a lot of fans, of course, making the trek from across the country.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from across the country to see this show at Massey Hall.
Wow.
Which is exciting. So Michelle and I are planning to go, barring some unforeseen coughing fit. We're going to go to the show as well and,
true.
And check it out, so it's cool. All right, so Dave Bedini's coming up later in the hour. Sorry, in about 10 minutes, I hope. Then before that, no, I'm sick, forgive me. After that, at 8:05, D.A. Pennebaker, esteemed filmmaker D.A. Pennebaker, will be joining us. And he'll be telling us all about the new Bob Dylan Don't Look Back DVD reissue. D.A. Pennebaker, of course, filmed the original movie and has done many other things. And we'll be talking to him about some of those, I hope.
And his friends with Bob and Marty.
Marty Scorsese, is that right? How do you know that?
Oh, well, I thought all his footage was used.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Obviously, they talked about that.
Maybe
I'm being presumptuous that they're friends.
Yeah. I don't know. I assume that they're friends with the... Yeah, he must be. Well, I'm pretty sure he's familiar with Bob because they're partners on the film.
Yes.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Friend Lee? Is that better? Friend
you're,
Lee.
You're referring to Martin Scorsese?
Yeah.
Bob
Sorry,
and Marty.
I thought that's that everyone called him Marty.
Yeah, we call him Marty at the house sometimes. I was confused there for a second. Anyway, as I was saying, so yes, we've got a jam-packed show. What was I going to say? It's chilly outside, Shell. Is that fair?
It's right now 2 degrees.
Right.
And it's clear, though. It's today they're calling for sunny, cloudy with sunny periods and a high of 9. UV index is 4 or moderate already. That's crazy. Okay, overnight, few clouds, low of -4. And then on to Thursday, sunny, with a wind coming from the east, 30 kilometers an hour, high of 9. Friday, sunny again, low +1, high of 9. And then into the weekend, we might actually hit high of 10.
It's kind of all over the place.
So it's going to be sunny, cloudy, and then it looks like they're calling for showers by Sunday, but that's going to change in a day or two. So
that's going to change?
Not to worry.
Are you sure about that?
Well, it usually does.
All right, thank you, Shell. I want to tell people about a couple things before we get to some more Rheostatics music. First of all, Raise Your Voice. The Raise Your Voice fundraising campaign, fundraising/membership drive, begins April 5th to 19th.
Mm-hmm.
If you're unfamiliar with this, this is the thing where CFRU, all of our programmers, will be asking you for your donations and to become a member. It's kind of, it's twofold. You can donate money, you can pay for a membership, and in a sense, donate.
Be a part of the special club and get all sorts of discounts from local businesses.
That's right. I believe that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And support the station. If you're a fan of the station, every program will be offering...
treats
and gifts and things like that.
Of course, our treats will be the best.
Hey.
Oh, sorry.
We shouldn't brag. We don't know that. I don't actually know what's going to happen.
Okay, fine.
But last time we did this, it was two Octobers ago now, not this past one, the one before it. And we got I saved up a bunch of stuff that I thought people would like, and we did pretty well. We people seem to enjoy our gifts, right?
Yeah.
And so we want to try to do that again. I can't promise anything. I think we'll keep our message board, make a list on our message board.
Oh.
And tell people to go there and then email us if they want to pledge money towards the show. Of course, you can call in 519-837-2378. And it's very important that you, I hope you realize how important it is to have your support for this station. If you're a fan of it, it's integral to keeping the place running. So please do consider that between April 5th and 19th, because, again, we could use your support. And you'll be hearing more about this today, and if you keep listening to CFRU, people will be telling you about it, I hope. And that's it. That's all I want to say about that. We'll talk about it Great. Throughout the show because it's important. April 5th to 19th, Raise Your Voice, fundraising membership campaign for CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. Okay, so Mr. Dave Bedini will be joining us very shortly to tell us more about this show, Final Rheostatic Show. I want to tell a quick story about Dave, and my voice is actually doing okay.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
Yeah, it cracks a little bit. At least I can talk. On Monday when I woke up, I couldn't talk at all. Ah, aha. And now who's coughing?
I know. I also cough a bit.
You're coughing. I think I got this from
you. I had pneumonia.
You did have pneumonia. I just have a deep chest cough, and I got codeine for it.
Oh.
Codeine. I don't know if that's good or bad. It's probably not good. Anyway, I want to tell a quick Dave Bedini story. When I was in a band called the Neutron Stars, we got to play two shows at the Rheostatics, and they were at the Horseshoe Tavern, legendary Horseshoe Tavern, part of the Fall Nationals.
Right.
And it was very much an honor to get to do that. They asked us if we would open up two shows in a row. And on the second show, I played in a band with Tristan O'Malley, Michael Barkley, and Jenny Mitchell at the time. And after the second show, Tristan got blindingly drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Like crazy drunk. And the night before, we took Tristan's car down, and we parked at this thing, this street, and I was a little suspicious of it, but we didn't get towed.
Nope.
Nothing happened.
Yeah.
But then the second night, he did the same thing, and he was like, oh, this is the sweetest spot in the world. And of course, we got towed.
I think I was there that night.
You were there that night. That's right. And Tristan was totally, totally blind drunk.
Oh, he couldn't remember his...
couldn't remember. I had to remember...
His license plate.
People often used to joke that Tristan and I were like a married couple, and that was one of those instances where I felt like it because I was like, I know your license plate, which is weird. I just knew it because that recently we were both working in the same city for a while, and one day that close to that, I was like tailgating him essentially. We ended up in the same traffic flow. Anyway, so I knew his license plate. And I called around, and the cop said, yeah, you got towed, and we went to go check it out. And Dave Bedini...
And left me behind, I remember.
Yeah, we had to leave you behind. Why was that?
I don't know, but I hung out with the sound men and their girlfriends.
Why did we leave you behind?
I don't know.
What was the rationale behind that?
I have no idea.
Was it to watch the stuff or something?
Yeah, I think probably. Okay. Watch the equipment.
You were the only one left.
I was the only person in the bar. Sorry about that. For the sound people.
Sorry about that. Anyway,
even the bartenders.
Dave Bedini... This is how nice the Rheostatics are to everyone, and this is why people love them. Dave Bedini, not only did he drive us to the tow yard thingy to find our car, he felt so bad, and we got paid very well for both shows, extremely well for a band of our whatever stature. Dave not only drove us all the way to the tow yard, he paid. He paid for our ticket, and he paid for our towing fee.
Wow.
Out of pocket.
Wow.
And I know it sounds like I'm getting choked up, but I'm actually just sick. But I will never forget that. I will never forget that. And I don't think I've ever properly thanked him for that. So, Dave, maybe I'll get a chance. I don't know. Maybe I won't. I don't know. But maybe I won't bring it up because it's kind of... He doesn't want to be thanked for that, I don't think. He's a man of the people.
That's his thing. He does that.
He's
That's
very
just,
helpful.
You know, not even thoughtful.
He
doesn't even
it's effortless.
Think about it.
Doesn't
yes,
even think
that's
about
what
it.
I was trying to say.
Yeah, doesn't even. Anyway, so that's my Dave Bedini story. This is a song called Horses from a record, again, called Melville. And we're going to hear from Dave Bedini very shortly. So, ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy the rest of our Rheostatics tribute on the Mish Vish Interracial Morning Show on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Word came down and it crashed through my door from the 21st floor I was thinking about leaving early for a lunch when he told me to shut off my press. His face turned green and his white shirt was wet, like he'd just seen an accident. We threw our masks into a pile. The trucks pulled away for good. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe. Bus pulled in and I waved at it, for I knew what it was. We ran in its tracks, chasing its tires, but the gates had been riveted shut. I looked for the foreman, his number was empty, up to Red Deer to stay. We gathered some signs and we sparked up a fire. Gordy got burnt on the high voltage wire. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe. First thing she'll ask me is, strength in a union. I thought there was strength in a mob. I thought the company was bluffing when they threatened to chop us off. Oh, these guns will wilt, the winter will cease, and all the bonfires will go out. The company knows when they can afford to be full. I wish I could! I wish I could! I wish I could! Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe. We're the horse sailor. We are the horse.
You're listening to the Mishvish Interracial Morning Show on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. That was the song Horses from a record called Melville by a band called the Rheostatics. As you may know, the Rheostatics are performing their final show with original member Tim Vesely and longtime collaborator Michael Philip Wojewoda this Friday evening, March 30th, at Massey Hall in Toronto. To celebrate this bittersweet event, we're spending our first hour today with the music of the Rheostatics. And right now, we have the great honor of welcoming one of the band's founding members to our show via the telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, please welcome back to our show musician and author
Dave Bedini. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Are you guys like are you like the morning zoo? Is that what you've got going on there?
It's not really a zoo, but we do it's kind of a zoo. It
is
smells.
It personality-based radio is what I want to know.
Yeah, maybe. Uh-oh. A little bit. Yeah. Sorry, Dave. Thanks for joining us nonetheless.
Oh, good.
I know you're going to hold up here with our stellar commentary.
Indeed.
Dave, let's cut to the chase here. What exactly has prompted the Rheostatics to kind of call it a day here with this final show?
Well, Tim Vesely quit in January after we did a week of shows in Calgary at the One Yellow Rabbit High Performance Rodeo event, the 20th anniversary of that event. We went out there and we played five shows and had a great time. Then we went up to Edmonton and then he quit. It happens in Edmonton, you know.
You know, Michelle, my co-host, is from Edmonton.
Well, see, I mean, perhaps she is. She can shed some light on
maybe. Yeah.
Why that's such a tragic town. But so you know, and then after he sort of said that, then we thought it would be a good idea to steer the band towards a certain dissolution at this point in our career. So it was tough for him to, to what Tim brings to the table, not only musically, but in terms of, you know, the band's social structure, in terms of how he helps out just pragmatically with the operations of the band. It's a big hole and stuff, so, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and then Michael Phillip also?
And then we tried to get to sort of figure out what the scenarios by which we would continue in some capacity. We explored it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike, we actually had a bunch of jam sessions with Fort Pier playing the role of Tim Vesely.
Oh, wow.
And they were great jams. It was great. We used, it was largely kind of a keyboard-based thing we had going on. It was really quite exciting. And, we were at the precipice of this new thing, and then Mike basically decided that he didn't want to have to commit himself to the effort it would take to kind of reimagine the band.
Right.
So, so then we were kind of left without a drummer.
Right.
That's the anatomy of his departure.
All right. Now the website, the Rheostatics website, suggests this is merely the last show with Tim and Michael Phillip. Well, what is the actual future of the Rheostatics as you see it?
Can't really see into the future. I wish I could, but...
Now, Dave, if anyone can see into the future, I would think it would be you.
Yeah, right, I know. No inside track. I can sometimes sense the future, but this... I think one of the reasons that caveat is there is because we, myself, Martin, and three other musicians, including Ford, our another longtime collaborator, performed as part of this One Yellow Rabbit five-hole musical experience play thing that we did last January. So, and that's going to tour in 2008.
This was in Calgary?
Yeah, in Calgary. So that unit, which was a Rheostatics unit when it all happened in January, will be on the road again in 2008.
And
so,
performing Rheostatics songs.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, new Rheostatics music, basically.
Oh, I see.
With Ford and two other of our friends and bandmates. So, to sort of say it's the final Rheostatics, final ever Rheostatics thing would be disingenuous.
I see.
But whether it remains clear that this is the final Rheostatics conventional rock band thing, it's probably more likely that's the case. Because if we were going to carry on and operate as a conventional rock band, we probably would take another name. But then again, maybe we wouldn't. I don't know. It's really dealing with the present has been so time consuming and important. It's been so important that we execute it ideally that we haven't really had a chance to think about what's going to follow. So,
right.
But I know Martin and I both really dig playing together and want to play together and do more stuff. And we have a few other interesting things that people want us to do. So, anyway, so that's...
I see.
But I think really is the way that this band has gone about its business and done its thing and operated this and sounded. This is the end for that, for sure.
Right. Now, as an aside, and I know this isn't really your place to say, how does Tim feel about the band continuing on without him?
Well, again, we're not even certain that that's going to be the case.
I see. Okay.
But, to be honest, if it wouldn't matter to me how he felt. I don't think it would matter to anybody how he felt because he chose to not be part of it, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I don't think... I think that he probably felt... Over the last few years, he was less involved in decision-making anyways, and he really was less involved in making decisions about certain things. So I think he sort of felt himself being kind of, you know, fading away from it anyway. Mm-hmm. So whether he obviously did that because there were certain things in it that he wasn't happy with. So I don't think he would really mind one way. Sure. I don't think he would mind one way.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Now, obviously, the Rheostatics have had a tremendous impact on musicians in Canada and around the world. Have you had much time to reflect on what the band has accomplished and what it will mean for it to stop functioning the way it has for almost 21 years or something now?
I guess I know what it would mean to me personally, I suppose, but what it would mean in the greater sense, that's not really up to me, you
mm-hmm.
know. And I don't think anybody none of us spend a lot of time really pondering that sort of stuff.
Right.
I mean, I have been reflective in certainly writing and stuff about early days and some of our adventures,
right,
and that kind of thing. So
in book form.
Yeah, exactly. So I have been to that well before, but in terms of, yeah, you know, you don't. I don't think any of us are really too sentimental or nostalgic about it. And I guess that's largely because it's sort of, you know, Tim did prompt it, but it's we're planning our own funeral here. It's not as if it's not like anybody died or,
mm-hmm.
you know, it really didn't end in a messy way or a tragic way or anything like that. So I think that we're all fairly, you know, we're awake during this process and completely cognizant of what we want it to be. So, yeah, I don't think, we've never really been that nostalgic anyways about the bad old days or anything like that and you see yourself reflected in the fans less so and
right.
how you're reflected in each other, I think, anyway. So.
Right. Well, having said that and having said that it might be an unsentimental final show, I'm sure that this show at Massey Hall is going to be an emotional one, but also really, really fun. Can you let us in on any secrets or surprises that we might be likely to expect?
No, that wouldn't be fair, would it?
Well,
it wouldn't be a surprise then.
No, that's true.
There'd be a big cake delivered to you in row K. There, I've said it.
I'm in row Q, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. That's very, very flattering. That's very nice.
Yeah.
I don't just mean for me. I mean, people probably are sitting on their hands. They haven't got their tickets yet. I'm wondering, is there one thing you can tell them? Other than, of course, the monumentous fact that it's the monumental. I don't think monumentous is a word.
No, it's okay. Well, it is now.
It is now. The monumentous fact that it's the last show. Is there something? Is it one little thing? Massey Hall, that's a great thrill, I must imagine, for you.
Yeah, it'll be. Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. Absolutely. It's
all right.
Great. Well. So, no, and actually, a lot of the stuff that we're planning is even yet to come together. So we're still sitting on a few things. So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Dave. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I didn't ask you.
I've always wanted to be on the Morning Zoo. What? Sorry. What were you saying?
You've been on before. You know. You don't recall, I guess.
But was it the three of you guys before?
No, it was the. It's only Michelle and I. I don't know what show you think this is.
What did you call the show?
It's the Mish Vish Interracial Morning Show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought there was a third in there. Never mind.
No,
okay.
No, it's fine. It's great to have you back on the show. But I didn't ask you anything about hockey.
No.
Good. Is that good? Is that a good thing?
Well, whatever. What did you want to talk about?
Well, there's the fighting. The fighting debate has popped up again.
Yeah.
Bettman weighed in the other day, and I just wondered.
He didn't say much, though, right?
No, no. Well, he kind of said, you know, it's part of the game, which kind of cancels out with that
other
said. So I'm just wondering, very quickly, Dave.
I think they should try a year without fighting.
Really?
Yeah, because just to see if anybody, do we miss it? Will anybody really miss it?
No.
You know, no one's going to miss it. So I think that would be a grand experiment. I think that's just a try. Like, it's a trial experiment, you know.
All right. Who'd win in a fight, Clinton Orr or Tiger
Orr.
Williams?
Colton Orr.
Colton Orr? What did I say, Clinton?
Clinton.
I'm sick. I don't know what I'm saying.
That's okay.
Bobby Orr or Terry O'Reilly?
They wouldn't have fought each other. They're teammates.
No, I know, but I'm just saying.
Is it Colton Orr or Tiger Williams, though? You're talking bench clearing brawl.
Yeah.
Tiger would have tuned them all.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay.
I want to tell people that for more information about the Rheostatics and ticket info for their final show together, Massey Hall.
Sold out.
This Friday, March 30th. Is it totally sold out?
Yeah, it's totally sold out.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
Scalpers.
Oh, jeez.
Although, now, there are, sometimes there's a ticket release day of show and stuff.
Okay.
So, it's possible.
So, for more info about that, rheostatics.ca?
Meet a guy on the corner of, and death. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you could do that. Sure.
Okay, so it's rheostatics.ca, ladies and gentlemen.
Great.
The show starts promptly at 8 p.m., so please get there early.
8:01.
What's that?
8:01.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. All right. Get there early so you don't miss anything. Be there by 8 so you catch everything for 8:01. Dave, I thought we'd play, I want to play a song by the Rio Statics right now, but I thought there's something that just came out that might be of interest to our listeners. I don't know.
That's the Secret Sessions record.
How flattered were you about this?
Yeah, it's amazing.
This was totally this happened under your...
Beautiful. Yeah, absolutely. We knew nothing of it.
No, nothing. Okay, wow.
Pretty amazing.
All right, so this is Zunier.com put out this compilation. It's called the Rio Statics Tribute to Secret Sessions. Last week we played a song by the Local Rabbits they got together.
I know.
They're one of my favorite bands ever when I was growing up and still to this day.
Yeah.
And man, I love that band.
Yeah, they'll all be sitting in the same row at Massey Hall.
Oh. They
all bought tickets in the same row.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yeah, it's cool.
The reunion extends into the show. All right.
So you could play the Wooden Stars version of Saskatchewan, probably. It'd be a good one, I think.
Okay, that sounds great. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the Wooden... Thanks again, Dave.
No problem, Vish.
Here's the Wooden Stars with Saskatchewan, originally done by the Rio Statics on the Mish Vish Interracial Morning Show on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
We must wrestle back, we have soul. and I knew the truth.
Mish V's Generational Morning Show on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. That was the Wooden Stars with Saskatchewan from the brand new tribute. It's called the Rio Statics Tribute, The Secret Sessions. It's out on Zunier.com. And thanks to Dave Bedini for joining us on the show a few minutes ago and telling us a little bit more about this final Rio Statics show this Friday in Massey Hall in Toronto. And Dave was saying the show is sold out. I believe that's not exactly true. There's a scant few tickets. We did a little bit of research on the Massey Hall site. So go to riostatics.ca or go to cfru.ca/boards and check out our message board. It'll take you to a link to the Massey Hall page, and it'll let you know how to buy tickets. Again, we're paying tribute to the Riostatics this morning in the first hour of our show. I want to read something from the Secret Sessions. It's the liner notes. A couple of anecdotes from two people. One is Mike O'Neill of the Inbreds. He writes, the first time I saw the Rio Statics was at the Toucan Bar in Kingston. The crowd that packed the narrow room exceeded fire regulations. In an attempt to get people to leave the bar, the manager announced from the stage that he was going to cancel the show. Dave Clark emerged from behind the drums, joined the manager at the microphone, and called him an asshole. There was a shoving match, followed by a period of uncertainty. Eventually, enough people gave up and left so the show could go ahead. What followed was something new to me, a performance focused on the experience of the show, not the reproduction of a recording. The Rio Statics' determination to create music in the moment distinguished them from any other band. That's Mike O'Neill. This is Ben Gunning from the Local Rabbits. The Local Rabbits have been apart for many years. They got back together specifically to record a song for this tribute. I want to thank Mike Whaley again for pointing this out to us last week. He sent us a song and we got to play the Rabbits. So thanks, Mike. This is Ben Gunning. This is what Ben Gunning had to say here in the liner notes. Record Body Count is a special tune for Local Rabbits. When we were about 16 years old, with Brian Waters on drums at the time instead of Jason Tustin, we had the opportunity to meet Dave Bedini and Martin Tielli at a small campus radio station. Not unlike this one, I bet. Yeah. Acting like 16-year-olds, we gushed, crowding and interrupting each other, somehow managing to convey to them that we covered the song. Dave almost instantly invited us to come up in place of them to play it at their show that night. Having approximately one show's experience under our belts at the time, two if you count a performance at a municipal pool in the suburbs of Montreal, we were a little nervous but more than happy to rise to the occasion. The experience really inspired us to shoot higher and to take playing in a band seriously. This was just the beginning of a decade of support and guidance from the Rios, which involved a lot of touring and great times with the group. Of all they gave to us, though, the most valuable is, without a doubt, their demonstration of what it means to be truly independent. Not just indie as a synonym for unsigned, but independent of the trends of the day and creatively unfettered. That's Ben Gunning of the Local Rabbits on the Rio Statics. So I'm just trying to convey to everyone what it means to what the band means to some people. They're very important and they're very great people, and it's too bad that this is the last show on Friday, but it's also a celebration. So I want to we got a request for a song from one Tristan O'Malley. He wanted to hear the song King of the Past from the album Whale Music, and he has a little story. Let me see here. So what he's written, he sent this by email. King of the Past, pretty much top five Rio song, I figure. I wasn't there for this one, but there was this show at the Bathurst Street Theater where they offered to grant people's Christmas Rio's wishes of or some nonsense like that. I think people had submitted written requests or emails of their wish in advance. They read out some guy's name, and he rushed on the stage. His wish was to sit beside Dave Clark's kid and air drum along to King of the Past. I'm pretty sure that was the tune. It has really good drums at the end. Apparently he had it down cold, had a pair of sticks, and did it exactly in time sync with Dave Clark. Pretty cool. So, Tristan, this is for you. I don't even know. Tristan's not sure if this story is true. He's not sure.
It's pretty good, though.
It's a pretty good story, and we're going to do it right now. So this is King of the Past from Whale Music by the Rheostatics on the Mish Vish Interracial Morning Show on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Check your watch, you're 14 and more. Here lies a road not traveled before. Down in the cellar, there's beer on your breath. And up off the floor, did you let him explore? Oh, 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 oh. Check your map, your Louis.
The king of the past.
Rheostatic's King of the Past from Whale Music, by request for Tristan O'Malley. We are doing a tribute to the Rheostatic's because they are performing their last show this coming Friday at Massey Hall. And we're approaching quickly to the BBC. I want to tell you that coming up in the next hour, we have some great new music by the likes of Wilco, Mavis Staples, and Nathan Lauer. So please stay tuned right to the end of the show.
And we also, after the BBC at 8, you said playing new songs. Okay, so at 8:05,
we're speaking to
D.A. Pennebaker, esteemed filmmaker D.A. Pennebaker at 8:05. And my voice is dying. We'll see how we do here. So stay tuned for that. We're going to leave you with the Rheostatic's and You Are Very Star into the BBC. Godspeed you, Rheostatic's. We will see you on Friday. We hope you enjoyed our first hour of our show, and stay tuned for more great music and talking
wisdom
throughout the day on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. This is the Mish Vish Interracial Morning Show. Thank you for listening. We'll be back in about 5 minutes. Thank you.